Pleased to be joined on the line right now by Peter Berlatov. He is the president of the NWJHL. Yes, first of all, sir, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Yeah, thank you, Kyle.
All right, first thing I want to talk about here, we're getting ready for the start of another season in the NWJHL, just under a week away now from opening night. I guess, first of all, what has been kind of some of the things the league has been doing to kind of get prepared for this season here?
You know, preparation started a couple months ago with the scheduling process of scheduling the home and away games. Each team's going to be playing 20 home, 20 away games this year, same as last year, two divisions a game this year. We're very proud to have our sponsors back, Caliber Energy and Northern Express, also our league sponsor, Strike Group of Companies, will be joining us for the 25-26 season.
Now, we had talked previously about some potential expansion for the league. It looked like for a moment there during the summer that we were going to get Hinton joining the league, but apparently that seemed to hit a bit of a snag at some point. But is expansion still something that the league is looking to potentially do at some point down the road here?
Our door is always open for expansion, Kyle. As I mentioned to our members, expansion is great, nice to see. We want quality. We've got good quality hockey currently amongst our eight teams, very competitive, very fair, and expansion is always there, but it's got to be the right fit for our members and our league.
I also want to talk about a little bit about certainly the junior hockey, I guess, scene out there, seeing some interesting developments when it comes to a player progression. We saw the NCAA make the rule change for, okay, major junior players can now go to colleges in the States, and that has led to all sorts of interesting player movements out there. Now, when it comes to around this league specifically, do you feel like some of these changes out there can help get, I guess, more opportunities for players around here to get more opportunities at higher levels, if you will?
Well, for the past few years, we've had graduating players go on and play college hockey at the NC level. It's a great opportunity, our league, for players to develop and to move on. Each team will encourage those players to move on to higher caliber hockey, let it be in the NC or the junior A level as well within Alberta.
And we've talked before about the league and trying to get to, I guess, promote itself more out there. What are kind of some things that the league has been trying to do to help get more, I guess, promotion for the games and other things they have going on?
Well, this year we've mandated every team in the league to play-by-play broadcast each of their games on Flow. So if you or your friends can't attend the games in attendance, please log on to Flow Sports and watch our hockey games. We're promoting it that way. We're also talking to business owners across the Peace region as well to hop on as sponsors. So there's always opportunity to get involved with the league at a sponsorship level.
Lovely. All sorts of interesting things going on there. Peter Berlatov, the president of the NWJHL, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks, Kyle. Have a great year.